Hello.
Hi, my name's Frieden. I'm calling from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. I'm returning a callback to this number. May I speak to the person that requested that callback?
Yes, this is me.
All right. And
how
may
you?
I assist? I'm good. How may I assist you today?
I got a letter in the mail from the Alabama Department of Labor about an unemployment claim.
Mm-hmm.
And I keep calling Montgomery, and they won't answer or call me back.
Okay.
So
have
I
you filed a have you filed
no,
a claim? Okay. What's your social?
I got.
What's your social?
41.
Mm-hmm.
317158.
I'm missing a number. 41.
317158.
That's not enough numbers.
My social?
Yeah, I'm missing a number.
418.
Okay, I'm missing
that's
the eight.
Right there.
Okay, yeah. I'm missing the number. All right, hold a sec. No problem. All right. So did you file for benefits back in 2020?
I don't believe I did. No.
Oh, no.
I don't never remember. I filed on one time, and it was, I think, 2019, maybe.
Okay, because there's a claim out here that was filed on you right during the pandemic from Pickens Education Board. Was that not you? You filed that one?
Well, that's where I worked, but I got a job. I got a job, so I worked all of last year, and then...
Now, that was before, not last year. Last year was 2021. I'm talking a year prior. I'm talking about 2020, when the pandemic first hit. Did you file for benefits?
I may have. When the pandemic hit, I was unemployed.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
For half a year.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got a job in August.
Mm-hmm. That's when you start filing. Now, you said you received other information. I don't see, I don't know why you would have, because I don't see where, that's the only claim I see that was filed on you was back in 2020. Now, some of these letters that you're receiving now, because I don't know why you got a 1099. Let me see. They sent you a 1099.
Yes, we owned a restaurant for years, and I filed y'all worked for them or whatever, and then I filed and I got unemployment for like I don't know probably 6 weeks maybe.
Yeah, so you stopped
back in
August of 2020. Mm-hmm.
Well, that was way before then. I mean that was before the pandemic. Should have been 2018.
Okay, what's your address, Mr. Blakeney?
7910.
Okay.
Highway 96.
Okay. Because the claim that you filed back in 2020, it looks like it did not pay off until 2021. Do you remember getting a lump sum payment on a state debit card in 2021?
I did. No, ma'am.
Hmm.
Do not.
All right. So, okay. Okay, because that looked like the payments was made out to a state debit card, and the state debit card would have gone to that address, because that's the address to 7910 Highway 96 in Millport. That's where it's showing that state debit card went to, the same place where you just got this letter from. So do you not remember getting a state debit card?
I don't. Not in 2021. I know for a fact I didn't. I mean, I was working an entire year. I mean, does it say it? Has it been used?
That I don't know. Now, like I said, the claim that the claim was filed in 2020 when the pandemic started. But
yes.
But the benefits were not received until 2021. And they were supposed to. So what you need, if you actually file this claim, that means you have benefits out there that's due you. It's just apparently you never did get that state debit card. So what you need to do now is, let me give you the number so that they can mail you out another card, because those funds should be on it.
All right, go right ahead.
That number is going to be
833-888-2778.
Yes, that's the number to Card Services. And you should just have them to send you, another card. Tell them you never received those cards. And those benefits that you just got that 1099 on should be on there. It's showing right at $7,600.
That amount to me is very high too. I mean,
reason being, when the time that you file for benefits. That's when the federal government has stepped in right there at the pandemic, and they added additional weekly benefits. So not only were you able to draw the $125 from the state, they were given an additional $600 a week for those weeks.
Yeah, I didn't get that. I remember trying, but I never could. I never could get it. I guess because I had a job at the time.
No, you got it. You just never received the card. Because it shows that you were out of work from like May of 2020 to August. That sounds about right.
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
Yes. Yeah. So you were out of work for just some odd reason. You never got that state debit card.
Okay.
And like I said, it was paid a whole year later.
Yes, that sounds about right. Now. I guess I kind of forgot about it, give up on it or whatever, and then I got a job, and I didn't figure I'd get it or whatever. But
that's what happened.
I got this letter in the mail. I didn't know what was going on. I didn't know, is this going to affect my 2021 W-2 and all that?
Well, you'll have to file it. You need to get that card so you can get that money, so that when you do file it, you will have to file that 1099 on your taxes, but you need to reach out to Card Services and have them to send you a card and let them know that you never did receive that card back in September, and they need to send you another card, and it should have about $7,600 on it.
Wow. Okay. Thank you.
You're so welcome, and thanks for calling the Alabama Department of Labor Claims Division, sir. You have a good day.
And what was your name again?
My name is Frieda, F-R-E-D-A. Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.